Hi, I'm Maria and welcome to Gut Talks, WGUTT. This is Gut Unfiltered series, bites of information and reflections. Here we go. The damn things understand. I used to say that we humans think and all they do is execute. All we need to know is how to guide them to get the most out of them. However, the more I've been using various generative AI platforms and tools, the more I've been pondering on the idea of reasoning, of understanding, of memory and intelligence. Because when I was teaching a cohort and said, we do the thinking, they don't, and that was well over a year ago, I was not completely convinced. And I felt it when I said it out loud. So I did some experiments and research to try and unpack how a neural network functions on a high level. So, some jargon. A neural network is a machine learning program that mimics the human's brain's decision-making process by using interconnected nodes or artificial neurons. They rely on training data to learn and improve their accuracy over time. So, an artificial neural network surely must get it in order to make things happen. Just like a kid who makes tons of mistakes and slowly, as it's fed more information and data or is exposed to information, starts getting it more right than wrong, let's say. Because these systems are way beyond just predicting the next word or the next letter. We're beyond patterns. And there are lots of gray areas, obviously. They cannot resonate if they cannot understand. Or can they? They might not understand very well, but they surely understand enough to tell us or guide us enough, or at least allow us to make informed decisions. So they learn in order to understand. In a few years, God knows what will happen because it's bringing in a collective intelligence and combining it into one. I had a great discussion with Keith Teer here on Gut Talks. He's a serial entrepreneur, investor, author, and currently founder of SignalRank, a data-only company. He thinks that AI has the potential to revolutionize education by providing access to knowledge and allowing individuals to ask questions and engage with information for as long as they want. He also believes that AI can analyze and leverage vast amounts of information to enhance human capabilities in various disciplines, similar to how calculators transform math. So here's what he said on the show.
And there I'm thinking of CPUs and GPUs and things called ASICs, basically dedicated chips for AI. And when you put together mobile, the cloud, and the hardware platforms that have evolved, large language models, which is what everyone thinks about today as AI, become possible. And a large language model is basically best thought of as brute force intelligence. Brute force meaning you just give it everything. It can use everything you give it. And just because of the weight of what it has access to, its training makes it have access to everything the human race can give it. And so suddenly, you know, if you take any discipline, let's just take a discipline like physics, suddenly there are very few teachers on the planet better than the AI at physics. And that's true for any specialism. For any specialism, the AI will be better than probably the top 5% of experts in the field. So suddenly the human impact in leveraging knowledge so as to enhance human capability, it's never been this good. And of course, it's going to transform everything, just like the calculator transformed math. AI is going to transform every single discipline, and it's going to do it quickly. It won't be slow.
Question, going back to what you were saying about education, when you were at school and you had set expectations by somebody else and the society and how the system worked. In hindsight, do you wish you had an AI teacher? Like, how can you see traditional education changing?
Well, if you combine all the things I had then, which basically was a typewriter, a public library, and school, that was probably a slow version of the human race collective knowledge being delivered to me and my ability to consume it and then develop who I am by using it when I wrote things. So that process of gathering together knowledge, making it available, and then people taking advantage of it to make themselves, that is kind of somewhat eternal in human history and consistent. So the thing that changes is the tools to do it with. And the better the tools get, humans are super good at taking in and learning from information. That ability of a human being to take in and become something is a huge. So the better you can package up the things and give them the, you know, what do children do most? They ask questions, often irritatingly so. They're, hey, what is this? Hey, what does that do? Hey, what about this? Well, suddenly they can ask as many questions as they want of an AI that never goes to sleep and knows a lot. Now, you know, there's dangers in that because as we both know, the AI is not perfect yet, probably never will be perfect.
So going back to where we started this, what is the IQ of an LLM and what is its EQ? How can we measure it? Can we measure it on an intelligence scale? Because this changes all the time as it continues learning, turning into a beast, a superpower, unseen before, unheard of. And we humans need to adapt and adjust. Now, this is amazing. I mean, why would we not want that? Have someone at our fingertips who will just be there for as long as we want to answer all our questions, get stuff done, and potentially take initiatives and more. Are we going to get to the point of creating one beast that understands everything, resonates better than humans, has better critical thinking capabilities, and learns faster and forever, while staying relevant and time-aware, and figure out nuances and know our intent? The more compute progresses, the more we will discover. But right now, we can make predictions, have aspirations, and fears. So this kind of takes us back to our human nature of continuous discovery that fades out or get stronger as we grow older. So I want to wrap this up about intelligence. And according to Jeffrey Hinton, I mean, that's a great guy in AI to know that I've been following. It's a bit too technical at times, but he kind of makes sense. And there are two paradigms of intelligence. The logic-inspired approach that states that the essence of intelligence is reasoning. They used to think that learning can wait. Understanding how knowledge is represented must come first. And there's the biologically inspired approach, which is different. And the essence of intelligence is learning the strength of the connections in a neural network. Basically, reasoning can wait. And understanding how learning works must come first. There's so much more to unpack, but what I enjoy is reflecting, but also trying and testing a lot in order to understand and imagine future scenarios or how could we use stuff. But I want to end with this. Humans plus AI is certainly better than humans only, and I'm not the only one who believes in this or who says this. So this is it. We'll catch you on the next one of Gut Talks and Gut Talks Unfiltered series.